This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robison.
Cutting noodles the latest man, he could never get his fill. Had himself a wife and kid home at that old motel. She brought cocaine over the border. Check everything twice. It's what I told her. Middle of the night, Washington Square. Nothing for $20 around there. Music critic, piano bar. I'm not lost if you know where you are. It's hard to leave, isn't it a pity? It's a Halloween in New York City. It was South Orange, New Jersey, out of the rain. Woodstock, Ontario, catch that train. And autumn's leaves, it's nature's parade. And maybe this is what she was trying to say. And na na, and na 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 na, na 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 na, na na na. Well, Zeke got bored. This wasn't what he wanted. But the look in those eyes, defiant and haunted. Mississippi River, Greenville to Wisconsin. He found a third photograph of Robert Johnson. He held it in his hands, he wants to protect it. A Greenwich Village guitar store detective. Nobody was talking, at least not on a level. King of the Delta blues singers, and working for the devil. Na na, na 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 na. Na 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 na, na na na, 2, 3, 4. Na na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na na na. I wasn't always this fun. I used to be a lawyer. She loved the city, and I watched it destroy her. I go and see my daughter, she's in San Francisco. It's Christmas, where does the time go? And next time you visit, bring a motorcycle license. The only way to ride the city of giants, where the magazine stands got the window washers blues, where everybody's moving, no one's getting through. Everybody's moving, no one's getting through. On everybody's moving, no one's getting through. And everybody's moving, no one's getting through. On everybody's moving, no one's getting through. She brought cocaine over the border. Check everything twice. It's what I told her. That's what I told her. On everybody's moving, no one's getting through. On everybody's moving, no one's getting through. On everybody's moving, no one's getting through. No one's getting through. No one's getting through.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show here. Thanks for being here. My name is Jeff, playing you some great music for the next couple of hours. It is Halloween in New York City and in Winnipeg and in Mulheim and Cologne and Dublin. Pretty much everywhere, I think. And I don't know. Happy Halloween if you're into that kind of thing. I always thought it was kind of a goofy thing, but, you know, if it's your thing, hey, knock yourself out. Have a good time. Kicked it off there with something from Scott Nolan and Joanna Miller, recorded live at UMFM in 2011, 10 years ago, for goodness sake. Man, oh, man. Still remember it. That was a good time. And we're going to be telling you more about it, but just announced an upcoming show featuring Scott Nolan and Joanna Miller and Glenn Beer and a bunch of other friends coming up next Sunday as part of the Cranky Fest. Cranky Fest coming up next weekend, and we only just found out about it, so you got a short amount of time to commit and get yourself down there. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But you can always check out tellthebandtogohome.com and look at the upcoming events page. We got some links there, or you can just look up Cranky Fest and find out more, or stay tuned, you know? And, you know, I don't think we're going to get too carried away with the goofy Halloween nonsense this year, thankfully. But I did thought we'd play a couple more. You know, we can't just drop the ball and run. So we got a couple more here for you on the theme of the day. And we'll kick it off. Well, you know, it is a bilingual country here. We love and respect our Francais community members. And it's not just Halloween. It's also Lalloween. Here's Elliot Brood. Tell the band to go home.
Yes, 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 le soir, les fantômes aussi. Le ciel est tout noir, les nuages sont gris. Est-ce que tu as peur des méchants esprits? Oh monsieur, oui, 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 oui. C'est Halloween, c'est Halloween. C'est Halloween, c'est Halloween. Pendant l'Halloween, que tu veux, un tigre féroce ou un serpent bleu. Il se fait tard, rentres-tu à la maison? Au matin, non, 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 non. C'est Halloween, c'est Halloween. C'est Halloween.
Roll Halloween. Atlanta, drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Head scissorhands gets angry while wrestling a cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll, Harlem Queen. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll, Harlem Queen. In a yellow limousine. Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guy sitting on me.
Cause we were brown and tall, Jew and small, freckled, fat, buck-toothed, flat, black and broke and short and Christian with teeth and hair in every direction. We were 20 different ways on how to pitch or catch a ball, but the day before November was the best day of the fall. Now little Mikey Lundy had a dad who beat him daily for nothing anyone could ever put their finger on. As if he needed reason, it was always open season on Mikey when he came home late to all the whiskey gone. Now, little Mike was specially keen to be the Hulk at Halloween, because he could wear a suit of green and hide the cuts and bruises. Hell, for one night, we could all just be just what we wanted to be most, robber, princess, vampire, ghost, whatever our muses chooses, because we were brown and tall, Jew and small, freckled, fat, buck-toothed, flat, black and broke and short and Christian with teeth and hair in every direction. We were 20 different views on which superhero had it all, but the day before November was the best day of the fall. Now the older boys would spin us stories of Miller's Field and of a man that crossed old Mr. Miller and then disappeared from sight. And if you squint, the streetlight on the corner of 5th and Mason cast a 10-foot scarecrow shadow guarding Miller's Field at night. But that didn't stop the older boys from laying flaming bags of poop on old man Miller's front porch stoop and then doing the knock and run. We'd see a leg come from behind the door and stomp it out, and that is all we ever saw of old man Miller as long as we were young. Cause we were brown and tall, Jew and small, freckled, fat, buck-toothed, flat, black and broke and short and Christian with teeth and hair in every direction. We were 20 different crayon shades should Crayola come to call, but the day before November was the best day of the fall. Now we hated the candy apples that the Gormans dropped into our bag. They gummed up all the other stuff with their icky, sticky splatter. So Mikey's big idea, of course, let's leave them on old Miller's porch. Shout, trick or treat, stinky feet, and then bang the door and scatter. So here he was, but 4'3" and braver than both you and me, tiptoeing with 10 apples on their dirty bamboo skewers. He rapped that door and how he flew, the fastest 4-foot Hulk we knew, abandoning those treats of goo and all murderous pursuers. Cause we were brown and tall, Jew and small, freckle fat, buck tooth flat, black and broken, short and Christian, with teeth and hair in every direction. We were 20 ways to slap the side of pinballs at the mall, but the day before November was the best day of the fall. As Halloweening slowed its pace and we'd visited every neighbor's door, we snuck past old man Miller's place and the apples weren't there anymore. So one by one with pillowcases, booty filled and chocolate faces, we peeled off from our group for home to make our stomachs sore. The next day on the bus, we tallied peanut butter cups and raisinets and good and plenty when Mikey shrugged and said, "My father never came back home." And we said nothing. We just kept blowing bazooka bubbles and chewing peanut M&Ms instead. The days grew warm and we hit the bikes in shorts and t-shirts. And so did Mike. The only bruise still on that tyke was just above his shoe, where a pedal caught him on the shin, jumping a curb and a banana seat Schwinn. That shaver made us all seem braver with all his derring do. He smiled a whole lot more since then, but he never saw his dad again. And speculation has it that that bird just up and flew. But if you pass by Miller's Field at night and squint at that 5th and Mason light, you'd swear where there was once one scarecrow, now there's clearly two. Cause we were brown and tall, Jew and small, freckle fat, buck tooth flat, black and broken, short and Christian, with teeth and hair in every direction. We were 100 different hopes and dreams spray painted on God's wall, but the day before November was the best day of the fall.
There's our old buddy. We haven't seen him around here in a long time. That's Vance Gilbert with The Day Before November from his Good, Good Man record. That's a pretty powerful piece, isn't it? In stark contrast to the ridiculous and probably no completely politically incorrect song we heard before that from Bobby Bear Jr. It might be time to retire some of those lines, but rock and roll Halloween there from A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head. And off the top of that little Halloween set, we heard Elliot Brood with the Canadian classic Say Halloween. And have a bon Halloween aujourd'hui, if you're into that kind of thing. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna butcher the English language now and play some other music. These ones kind of segue us out of the theme, I suppose. This is the last day that I can play this song and mean it, I suppose. Brand new record from one of the members of what were they called? Lula Wiles. Great trio we got to see a few years ago here on a Home Roots tour. I guess they've kind of gone their own way. They're all doing their kind of solo things now. And, I was just listening to the brand new record from one of them, and it's pretty great, and it contains this song right here. This is Eleanor Buckland with a song called October, Until the Band Go Home.
October again. Snake.
Jesse Dayton there. Jesse Dayton. He's got a new book and a record coming called Bo Monster. He was born with a tail, that Jesse. Before that, we heard something new from Lynn Hansen, co-written, co-produced, everything by our good friend Blair Michael Hogan. Blair Hogan, he's Lynn Hansen's right-hand man these days, and they've been writing songs and recording songs and producing songs together. They're going to have a new record coming out in the new year, and I tell you, if the rest of it sounds as good as that, it's going to be a banger. That's Shadowland, brand new from Lynn Hansen and Blair Hogan. And off the top, Eleanor Buckland there with October from her new record, You Don't Have to Know. And I want to play a little bit more new music here, but it comes with a warning if you're allergic to cheese or corn. This next set might not be for you, at least the first two for sure, possibly the third one. You know, the problem with saying that you like country music is that a lot of it is kind of corny. You know, and so the corny stuff kind of taints the pool with the stuff that's, you know, got some substance to it. And so sometimes people think of the corny stuff and they forget about the good stuff. And I warn you now that some of this is knowingly corny. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with having a little fun and listening to some corny music for 7 to 10 minutes here. All right. So we'll start it off here. This one popped up a week or two ago and, I listened to about 30 seconds of it and decided I wasn't going to play it for you. And then I found out through a post that, that a good friend of ours appears on this track. So I went back and I think we're going to give it another chance. It's a heavy-handed environmental message song, and it's for a good cause, you know. It's for a good cause. They're trying to do good things. It's just, I don't know. I'll just play it for you, and I'll tell you the reason I'm playing it is that our pal Mike Plume sings on it, and we love Mike Plume. And well, maybe we'll leave it at that. This is new from Corblund.
Well, this is my prairie, and this is my home. And I'll make my stand here, and I'll die alone. Well, they can drill and they can mine o'er my smoldering bones. 'Cause this is my prairie, and this is my home. Water is poison, my cows are all dead.
My children are sick, and the river's been bled.
Ain't want a big coal mine right through Pop's Grove. But this is my prairie, this is my home. I can't blame the miners or the guys driving truck for feeding their families and making a buck. Take a close look at the stock that you want. 'Cause this is my prairie and this is my home.
This is my prairie,
Well, this is my prairie, and this is my home. This is my prairie, and this is my home. And I'll make my stand here, and I'll die alone. Well, they can drill and they can mine all my moldering bones. 'Cause this is my prairie, and this is my home.
Gonna be a long one, another graveyard shift, as he says goodbye to his wife and kids. It's been his life just like his dad's, driving away under the weight of the badge. He's seen it all in his 15 years, watching our backs, facing our fears. Lord knows it ain't no easy task, keeping us safe under the weight of the badge. He swore that oath to protect and serve, pours his heart and soul into both those words. Lays his life on the line, and the line he walks is razor fine. Tempered strength is always tough, but he ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the band. His wife and kids praying by his bed. He said, I'm gonna be alright. There's just sometimes you gotta fight. And the truth is, nothing truer could be said. I do it for us, and I do it for them. And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the band. And it's all in the hand of it on the wheel. Oh, the heavy weight of the badge. And he ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge. No, he ain't gonna buckle.
sunrise doesn't last all morning. A cloudburst doesn't last all day. Seems my love is up and has left you with no warning. It's not always gonna be this great. All things must pass. All things must pass away. Sunset doesn't last all evening. The moon can blow the clouds away. After all this, my love is up and must be leaving. It's not always gonna be this way. Now the darkness only stays the night time. In the morning it will fade away. Daylight is good at arriving at the right time. I'll be on my way to face another day.
Brand new stuff there from Willie and the Kid. Willie Nelson and Lucas Nelson there, All Things Must Pass. Not quite as corny, but... you know, it's definitely got some corn syrup on it or something. We heard something definitely overly corny before that from George Strait, The Weight of the Badge. I unabashedly admit that I love George Strait, and but you can't really separate George from the cheese. You know, the two go kind of hand in hand. You have to accept it, the cheese, if you're gonna go there, and I went there. And I'm not sorry. And off the top, we heard something from Corb Lund. This is My Prairie. And it features Mike Plume and a bunch of the Brett Kissel, Terry Clark, Paul Brandt. Not people I ever expected to be mentioning here on the program, but you know, it's for a good cause. It's bringing awareness to the plight of the environment there in Alberta, the coal companies. You know, they're evil, doing evil things. All right, let's kind of transition out of here with some rock and roll. Starting off with kind of a bridge. It's a little bit corny. It's a little bit fun. It's a little bit rock and roll. It's a little bit, well, you tell me.
Listen up, people. This is Ray Wiley Hubbard, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Well, it sometimes makes me wonder why I can't read a sentence from the chapter of a book that tells the tale of her independence. It's thunder, but I wonder who's the most surprised. Who swallowed
battles propaganda when she lies. She struggles just to stay afloat when she cries. Now she cries. I wait. I love you like a freight train. Like a roller coaster. A Mayakovsky poster. She savages and singles and roses. The only question I propose is, who cat calls in this bulldog town? Who pride falls when a smile becomes a frown? Who's gonna dig a trench for her when she's down? Oh, she's down. It never struck me funny how I babbled and I twisted like a fool. Oh, she said, well, I don't know you. And all alone sometimes I wonder whose heart stops every time she calls. Sometimes I wonder if she cares at all. Who's gonna hold the net for her when she falls? How she falls.
To oblivion. To oblivion.
Awesome good news and some sad news from the wilderness of Manitoba. That band, we haven't heard from that band in quite a while, and they just announced a new record and have released a couple of songs, and that one's a banger. I like that one a lot. That's called Oblivion. The record is called Farewell to Cathedral. But just the other day, one of the band members passed away. Adam Balsam. Who's the new drummer slash keyboard player slash singer in the band, passed away this week suddenly and unexpectedly at the age of 41, which is never good. He's got a young daughter, so there's a GoFundMe up there if you feel like supporting this beautiful little girl who's just lost her dad, man. That's sad stuff, but, you know, I guess he's leaving some beautiful music behind for her anyway. Lovely new stuff from the wilderness of Manitoba. Our condolences and sympathies go out to them and their fans and friends. We're at the lowest of the low in there. New live record, double live record, actually, called Taverns and Palaces, coming in December. We heard the first single, When She Falls. Now, there's two records in this. One was recorded live at Lee's Palace, and one was recorded at the Horseshoe, I believe. And two 11-song sets. You can pre-order that now. And off the top of that little set, the Band of Heathens, along with Ray Wiley Hubbard, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. We got to take a break and reset the podcast and come back with more. Tell the band to go home. Hopefully you will as well.